there a lag? Maybe there's a lag. We'll blame it on lags. But what up? This is the Shot Club. My name is Cheza.
GMTM.
Whoa, I almost knocked over a glass. I'm already there.
Which one?
You, go ahead.
Oh. Right back into it. Cheza's spilling something.
It's Mo Mondays. Mo, what do you call me now? Mostache?
Mostache. Mr. Mostache.
Only thing little bum is my mustache.
Bum. And yes, like I said,
so much.
I know. Like I said, this is the Shot Club. You might have not seen us in a minute. It's cool. Sure. They don't know, but we're about to reintroduce ourselves in this whole shit.
Yeah.
So, before everything, everybody, it is about the shot glass, not what you put in it. So get your shot glass up.
Did you put water in yours?
I didn't put anything in it yet. Sorry. Go into the motion of putting it up. I didn't even think of that.
See, okay. This is what I put in mine for those who think I'm playing.
This is what I have to play with. And Mo has the best drink of us all.
What's that?
It actually.
You went fancy.
I went fancy. It's gin, soda, lime, mint, and cucumber.
Well, then.
You see it there. All right, yeah. Shots up. Oh, hold on. Where's the chicken? Where's our timer?
Oh, let me get him. Oh, yeah, I don't have him.
Hold on. Oh, we just have a timer. Forget it.
Yeah, I got it.
R.I.P. Right. Pour out a little liquor.
Pour a little liquor for Eggy Estalia.
This one is for, yeah, I guess. Put it to your...
The return!
What's this for?
Shots up. This is for the return.
Return!
Yeah.
All right, so set the timer. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be a reintroduction. I feel like last time when we did Shot Club, or last, like, from the time we did Shot Club, before the whole COVID issue, we never really spoke about ourselves.
Nope.
We didn't talk about what we do, where we're at, all that shit. Because, David, you're their designer. Like, you're in there. Well, people don't really know. Mo, you're going to L.A. shooting videos. People don't really know.
Chase, taking photos and shit.
You're growing your hair. Because
coming with a mustache with a knife.
That too.
Gangster.
Trace, you're growing your hair for a reason. And we know what happens when that happens. You and Dwight been having secret meetings. I know what's going on. And not in that way.
Yeah, that's not really a good way to say what
sorry,
you're
saying.
Not in that way.
Sorry, not in that
Dwight,
way.
Dwight likes it when your hair is long.
What? Business
yo.
Is best dealt with behind the scenes. That way nobody really knows, you know, what the is going on.
Put it exactly. Like this. Put it like this. Sometimes people grow their hair until something is complete.
There you go. So.
Yeah. Sometimes they just let it keep growing. Other times, they cut it off.
This is true. What have you been up
to? Sometimes they grow their hair on their head, and sometimes they grow it on their upper lip.
Sometimes people grow it elsewhere.
Sometimes they just cut it all off. Well, yeah. So, yeah, if no one has noticed the change.
No big reveal?
The dreads are gone. The shit is gone.
Wow.
It's all over. It's over.
You legit look like a cross between Dwight and Roe.
Yeah.
Well, that's a middle child syndrome.
I was told if I just for men's my chin, I look 27.
Who told you that lie?
Hey, man. I'm just saying. I was told. That's all I'm saying.
You plan on growing it back, or are you just going to keep it low?
Depends. Like, I'm going to work on, like, my scalp itself and see if all the hair grows back or not.
Well, that's the
if
thing.
So, then
you're gonna Tory Lanez it.
You're talking like he has.
No, I can't do that. That's
choice.
I don't have that 10,000 just sitting there. That Safari 10,000. That Tory Lanez 10,000 hairline. No, I'm not ready for that yet. But if I do get it, if I do get it, I'll take my hat off like this, and the line will be same place. Same place as my hat. I'm going all out.
Since I got this thing.
Yeah,
I wish that I could just be like.
Oh,
like Elmer Fudd in the cartoon.
All right, so let's get into some of the shit people were into. The latest, I see David.
That's not have a new collection. In anybody's affairs.
Oh yeah, no entanglements, please. No entanglements. David, but sir, you, let's get into the, like, the clothing. The clothing itself.
What if you like the entanglements?
I don't.
Well, wait. Does this count? Entanglements? No.
Surely, I'm the only one here.
Hey.
Shouldn't like entanglements. So ooh. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you're the only one.
Yeah.
Maybe two, but
forget an entanglement. But yes, David, tell us about the new collection. Actually,
new collection is all Afrocentric inspired. You know, we shall overcome. Actually, no, not even this, because I haven't even released this one yet. It's just like the first one that I just recently released was April.
Mm-hmm.
Is all Flycrown Classic, the logo, hoodies, crews, tees, some embroidery pieces. Took a lot of work, man, but
it's what drives you to do this shit.
Huh?
What drives you to go into clothes? Because as I don't know if people really know, but David is an author, rapper, singer, like anything you feel you're into,
musician,
you're
writing,
poet, musician. Like, what drives you into? Because of everything I've seen you do,
yeah,
Flycrown is what you're into. Like, Flycrown is what you're deep.
That's into. Your baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that drive for Flycrown?
Bro, honestly, not looking like anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I put out pieces and I make sure that it's limited to 100 pieces or 50 pieces or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, Trace is wearing one mask.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know if I'm going to even make more, but that one.
One of one.
You know, it's just to know that someone on the road has it. Somebody's calling me because they want this, but they can't get it. Right. Yeah. It just makes me feel good, man. To see people wear, like, it's nice to know when you're on a stage and you hear people singing your shit. Right.
Yep.
That's one feeling. Mm. But to see people rocking your clothes, like Emo, you got merch. Chesley, you got merch. But to see people rocking that, that's another feeling altogether. And I love that feeling.
It's dope.
Yeah. You have different collections.
Yeah.
Do you like them all, or do all lines matter? Sorry, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to get that.
Okay, then.
In this case, dude, all lines matter, bro. But I do have favorites from everything that I've been making. Like, yeah, this new stuff that I'm making, I got 7 different shirts. That'll be tanks, and then it'll be whatever. But
do you only make black clothes?
No. This black shirt, I have white shirts.
Do you have shirts for whites?
His shirts are for all.
Whoever wants to rock it, bro, let them rock it. You know what I mean?
That's great.
So, like, this stuff is, to Emo's question, you know, to the Afrocentric community, and you know, I'm gonna have stuff that will gear to everybody, because that's what's going to happen. Like, something's going to happen where I feel compelled to design something for that situation, or, right, you know, you guys might give me an idea that inspires me to design something, you know. MO might be the only one that wants to rock it. Everyone else will be like, yo, you know.
Right.
But it is what it is, bro. Like, so that's one thing I love about this. It might not be for you. So these pieces might not be for you.
Right.
Right? The next pieces will be for you. Right, but what's somebody out there.
Favorite piece right now that you made?
Huh?
What's the favorite, like, your most favorite piece that you made right now, or most?
It's a black T-shirt that says "Love" and has a black fist in the heart, in the circle for the heart.
Okay.
The black fist is suede.
Mm.
The love is metallic. It just looks sexy.
Oh, okay, like, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. I was wearing it down by Parkdale, and pure people checking me out. I'm thinking to myself, is it because I'm sexy, or this is just a shirt? I got to the conclusion it's just a shirt.
Maybe it's the shirt is sexy, and it's not you.
No, it was just a shirt. It was just a shirt.
Yeah, just the shirt is sexy, not you.
If it was me that was sexy, I would have got some numbers that day, and I wouldn't have been so lonely, but that wasn't the case.
No. There's a jogging suit you got, the one that's like the midnight black with the The Speckles. I don't know if it's out yet.
Yeah.
The Speckles?
Yeah, the Speckles. I call it Pepper.
Raise an arm on a chef if he's throwing salts.
You heard him.
Bars. Yeah, no, that one's out. That's
all. No, that's Nitty. That's Nitty. That one me.
Yeah.
Okay. But the, yeah, no, actually, I like that one. This can go into a topic, but as a designer,
yeah,
you have respect for Virgil? Virgil Abloh?
As a designer?
Yeah.
Designer, yes.
What'd you think of his Pop Smoke cover?
Huh?
Did you get the, okay, did you see the Pop Smoke cover?
No.
The original one?
No. As a clothing designer, yes. That's where I draw the line. Nothing else.
That first cover?
That No Limit was better. No Limit was better.
Again, as an individual,
Pen and Pixels.
He should have called them.
As an artist, no. Designer, yeah. He's with Off-White, he's set some trends. You know, he's made some whatever. He's doing some stuff with Louis. You know, that's nice. But outside of that, I don't really rate Virgil.
With the way, like, with how Louis, Gucci, and all that stuff haven't really promoted, like, keeping, like, black people into their stuff. And yours is very Afrocentric. Like,
yeah.
How do you compare towards those guys?
No.
At all? Like, because they are the, we'd say, some of the biggest names in there.
Yeah.
Do you feel you have to compete with them or you can just get your own lane?
No. I, to be honest with you, I want to be at where, I want to be a classic line.
Yeah.
That drops in speckles of artistic creativity. But I want it to be like 30 years down the line, if Fly Crown's still running, well, when Fly Crown's still running, because I'm going to stop it, that what I dropped in April, someone could still rock 30 years from now.
Right.
With a lot of Louis stuff, can't do that.
It's just trendy. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to fall off. And that's the thing. You know, you're spending this much money on it. And knowing full well you're not going to really be able to rock it.
Right.
Forever.
It's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But, all right. You know.
So this shot, we'll give it up to David and Fly Crown.
Spy respect.
Put it up.
I respect.
Trace, you're supposed to... In the mirror, man. I mean, the mirror.
Are you doing
give TikTok us 10 challenge? Again. Give us 10 again.
Mirror?
Oh, no. One of these days, we're going to have to
get into this whole TikTok challenge.
Yeah, one of these days, we're going to have to. We are going to have to. 10 minutes on the clock?
Roll G with the dance moves.
10 minutes on.
Bomb. All right. So to continue. Next, Mo.
Yo.
You've been dropping a few songs lately. Dropping
a few videos.
A few videos.
I think it's like Mo Mondays for real.
A water bottle on my head. You even made me wear a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now the secret's out that it was you.
Oh, that shirt gave it away. That shirt gave it away. Everybody who saw it was like, I knew it was you because you were wearing a 7-inch shirt. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
So but you see, before you even get into it, you didn't tell me. Or maybe you did tell me and I completely forgot. So I came dressed like, all right, it's a music video. I got to rep. You know, I got to put my 7OG on. I got a 7OG mask. Yeah. Yo, so you're going to put this bucket on your head. I was like, okay. Damn it. I got this 7OG across my chest. Got 7OG across my chest.
And what I actually asked you to do was, so it was, well, if you've seen it, it's the big water bottles, the big ones.
Yeah.
I asked him to put his dreads up through it so they could be, like, hanging out the top of it.
Oh, my God.
And he was just like, no.
Jezza. Like,
flat. No.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
So that's why you cut your dreads.
Whirlpool. Okay. We'll talk about that another time, guys. But me and Chaz have similar moments.
Yeah.
However, I said yes. He said no.
Exactly. So he's not doing that. But yeah. But yeah. So yeah, get into the music. Like you dropped Don't Trust Nobody.
Yeah.
With the video.
Yeah. So that we... like I had the song was written like just the end of last year. So before all this shit happened, but it was almost like we all, you know what I mean? Like the world has been moving towards craziness regardless. So
yeah,
right.
The song was very fitting with what was happening. And I just thought it was crazy. Like, when are you ever going to get an opportunity to see Toronto with nobody in it? Like, to be able to go down to Yonge and Dundas and have it like ghost town. So, my boy, the out of town shooter, and I, we just went out like during lockdown and shot that shit over, you know, however many days it took. And I get it. We're all supposed to be staying safe, but because everyone was doing that, we were good.
There was nobody out there alone.
So, it was dope. It was just a unique experience to get to do that. And very fitting for the song.
Right.
I saw Harley all dressed up, dressed to the nines.
Nines. Like, Harley's a good dog because he sat for that picture.
Yeah.
He sat down in that whole thing as a dog. And it was just like, he has me doing some things too.
And I've never seen Harley so still.
Exactly. Yeah, that too.
He's much more mature now. He's really grown up.
That's true, though.
You know what it is?
That's true. We're used to him running like around everywhere.
Yeah.
Remember,
dogs are like their owners. You know that, right?
What's that?
Dogs are like their owners.
Yeah, that's what they say.
The most starting to relax.
So are you trying to say that you're starting to mature?
Yeah, you know.
Bit by bit. It starts with a mustache. It starts with a mustache.
with a knife.
No, but they apparently changed dog years from, I guess, 7 years. It used to be, now it's like 10 years. So he's like 30.
I did 30, see something about something. That. You're right.
Yeah.
Is that 35. Really?
Yeah.
I did see something about that, that they recalculated it or whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because, he's like an old man now. It's weird.
Yeah.
He was just a puppy.
Yeah.
He grows so fast. Like. But, is that for an album?
Trust Nobody came out on. So I dropped a project already. I just didn't
tell nobody.
Yeah.
Don't trust nobody. Don't tell nobody.
Don't trust nobody. Don't ask nobody. Don't touch nobody.
It was I had to fulfill an obligation for a grant. I had to release a project, so
right.
I basically just like put something. It's on my website. But and I mean, I'm more just. Again? MoLittles.com. I'm going to have to get it right across there so I can be like...
Get it shaved in your mustache.
But, I'm just more focused on dropping singles right now. So I just, you know, it's there. It's there as a project. I did have a bunch of music I was sitting on and needed to be put out anyway. So I put it out as a project.
I just think you still do.
Push it like that. Yeah.
Is there like a plan to it or just dropping singles?
Well, also the thing is when you upload, like if I upload an album to Spotify, I can no longer release each song as a single and submit it to be on playlists and stuff like that. So that's why I didn't release it in that format.
Yeah. Basically. That's why I was dropping weekly.
Yeah.
Because I forget who I was explaining to, but like if I drop one song, say like it's 100, second song, 100, third, 100, that's up to 5. That's 500.
Yeah.
And then if I drop the album and that's another 500 altogether, it's 1,000. But if I only drop the album, it counts as 100. You know what I mean? It doesn't separate.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's perfect to drop the singles and then you drop the album and then you collect everything altogether.
Well, and then there's no chance of getting on, submitting to pitch to be on playlists.
You can, but you can only pitch one song.
One song. Yeah, exactly.
One song alone.
But if you keep dropping singles, then they can keep picking up your singles.
Yep.
Exactly.
And they'll eventually pick up your entire project.
Exactly. Your entire project could be out there on playlist, and then you drop the album.
Right.
And it's already out there. And you just leave one song for the album. So once the album drops, you have another song.
Yeah, exactly.
That can go out there.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about your song with Drew.
Yeah, Till the Morning, man. That's like, we knew that was a hit from jump as soon as we started writing it in Italy. And so that song came out June 19th.
Hold on. You guys hear the stunt? You heard the stunt?
Well, see, what I heard, what I kind of heard was Italy, M.O., he might have started it. I don't know.
I was going to wait for the comment section to see if anybody noticed it, then just be like, yeah.
When was he there?
Yeah, good question. So we waited because that was literally a year ago when we were in Europe and we're supposed to be back in Europe this time on tour again. And, you know, 2020 happened. But we shot the video in January in L.A. And literally I remember coming back from there and it was crazy. It was the Grammy week, so the city was crazy. Then, yeah. then Kobe passed, so the whole city was mourning. And then COVID hit. Like, we were scrambling to try and find masks on the way back. On the way to the airport, we went to 6 CVSs. Literally the last one, the Uber driver hated me because I kept being like, pull over here, pull over here. The last one, just before we got to the airport, I pulled over and there was one guy with a handful of boxes of masks and there was one more on the shelf that he just couldn't get. And so I grabbed that one and that was it. And so it was just like such a crazy time. I think that was just in January. That was at the start of the year. That was 6 months ago. Yeah. And how much has happened since then. So I'm just, I'm happy that we were able to get that video shot. And then we came back here and we had to shoot like a next little piece for it. And that was like right before lockdown. I remember like getting people to come to the shoot and it was like, a lot of people were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I was working or I would have been there.
Yeah. But a lot of people were just like, I don't know if I should, like we're supposed to be not going out and shit. It was like right before lockdown. So I'm just happy we were able to get it done and it drops Friday.
Nice.
Yes, yes. This will drop probably Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
But yeah.
So Friday, it's like, July 17th.
So is the Drew Connection, is this going to grow into the EP, LP, or is it just still singling?
Well, we did a little, like, just three singling tracks.
I was hoping no one noticed that.
Why are you trying to single me out? it's like we got a little three track thing, so we're gonna drop the singles and then put that as a project.
Okay.
Yeah. And he just dropped his YNF track, which has been fucking doing really well. And the video I think comes out right like now. Like I think it premieres in an hour or something.
Okay.
He shot that in Moscow, which is where we were supposed to go back to like now. Or in June. Yeah.
Okay. And shit, I just forgot. Completely forgot because I was thinking of something else. Yeah, I do this shit. This shit happens, man.
I'm lit, baby.
Hey!
I'm COVID lit.
But yeah. So any more videos coming out? Oh, actually, now I remember. Tell us about your collectibles business. this old school collectible shit. Like.
So other than the scraggly hairs I've been collecting on my upper lip, I've also been collecting vintage toys. I've always been into like vintage toys, but really just during lockdown, I just fucking online finding shit. I just got really back into it and like really back into it. I went full, like I've gone full.
Yeah. Like I feel like every week, at least once you have a new picture of something.
Oh yeah. Like
Trace, last week he sent me a picture. He's like, who's this wrestler? I'm like, it's Daniel O'Brien. It's not that vintage. It's only Daniel O'Brien.
But those, the 2012, the 2012 WWE, those guys go for like $20 a piece.
Oh, okay. So it's still there.
Just loose, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loose. So, like, how loose?
Depends how loose they are.
But yeah, finish your thing.
My shit is out of control, to be honest. Some might say I have an issue. My apartment is literally, like, you guys wouldn't recognize it, is covered in toys.
What's your best piece?
I don't even know, to be honest. Right now I'm looking at the Wheaties box with Michael Jordan on, sitting right there. I got all kinds of crazy, like, just like, it's like a little time capsule museum here. It's great. I love it. I just literally sit in my living room and look around and smile.
Okay. All right. We'll get more into that later. Into that later.
We should do an episode of Cribs and I'll be like, this is my Ninja Turtle collection.
We're doing that. We're fucking doing that. That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But okay. This shot.
MO.
Up to MO. Put it up to
Bill the camera. Morning.
Trace, come on, Trace.
Come on, Trace. Get with it.
So. All right, Mr. Hair.
Mr. Hair.
Wait, he disappeared.
Yes. Mini Furrow. Mini Furrow.
What'd I do?
What's going on in your life?
Furrow knows.
What's going on in your life, B? You said.
Oh, man, just watching battle raps.
Is it giving you an itch? Is it giving you an itch?
Bruh, me and Rogan gonna talk about it.
You and Rogan talk about battle rap?
Casual fans gonna have some battle rap reviews.
You still have to go up against Cola.
Yeah, he does.
Set it up.
You're supposed to done set it up.
Set it up.
He just set it up.
Used to battle on the roof. Loser had to jump.
No, that's a little too serious. Like, that's a little far. That's a little far. Like,
I'd love to lose rooftop, got a jump. I'd love to battle on the rooftop though.
As long as that's not a rule. Like, yeah, that's kind of far. Like, loser has to jump. Imagine. Shit. Do I gotta block my nose first? Like, what I do? Just jump. But yeah, so is new music coming, Trace?
Is new music just doing a couple tunes with Dwight. And some features.
Dipping your toes in the water.
Yeah.
Might come back. Well, then outside of that, what are you doing?
I go where I'm masked.
Is it just...
You go where you're masked?
He goes where he's masked. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure I have all of everything I have said covered, but...
So why is the hair grown then? If it's only features coming.
I doubt that. Don't listen to Trace.
Have you heard any of the features yet?
It's like Jay-Z. Don't you notice when Jay-Z grows his hair, he's about to...
Don't listen to Trace.
Drop an album.
It's not just features. He lying.
Oh, yeah. You see? Good.
Don't listen to Trace.
Good.
Listen,
good.
And you know me.
Trace out there trying to be secretive and shit, like people ain't seeing his methods.
Listen. He doesn't me.
Listen.
This ain't me.
Trace doesn't spend all day in the living room staring at space with a pen and paper on the table because he ain't writing, or his phone in his hand like this because he ain't.
Because he ain't writing.
He's prepared for something.
Trace, process. Do you, when you write, you need beat first, or is it just?
I don't put any processor in my hair.
Jerk. Very much a jerk.
So why did you pick to grow your hair? I mean, choose to grow your hair.
We all grow. We all evolve.
Your hair is evolving. I want to see this evolution. Trace, seeing that, like...
I want to curl my stash, but my girl won't let me.
Like the... With the tweak up? Do it. Just let it happen.
Listen, maybe we can start a new group.
Trace, your stash matters, okay?
Yes.
Oh, stash matters.
Call ourselves the handlebars.
Because they can't handle bars.
See, there it is already. There it is already.
Yo, could you imagine, though, a rapper with a stash like that dropping some hard shit?
You're saying, hold on, there's no rapper with a mustache? Just a mustache?
Like, that's curled up?
Oh, curled up. No.
I'm sure there's some white.
Not that I know. Not that I know of.
Okay, I mean a good one. Yeah. I don't want, like, I don't need another Vanilla Ice rapper with a...
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, Trace. So what do you do first? Do you write to a beat or do you just write?
I usually wait till the person who has the beat sends it to me. And then I say, would you like me to write about for your project? And then I do it. Just like
I don't mean an upcoming project. I mean the last project. Was it always beat first or was it lyrics first?
Or is sometimes it I recorded in 2015 and I wait till 2019.
Is that a shot at me?
You will understand. Mo, if you don't know, Mo has a very, outside of the stash on his face, he has a big stash of music.
No, but you release music back all the time.
Yeah.
Mo, they tried to entangle you in this process.
Entangled. Listen, is that a 5-minute mark or is that your 10 minutes?
Oh, it's halfway through.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you're just in an open relationship with your music, and sometimes your side chick doesn't, you know, abide by the rules, and stuff leaks.
Oh, whoa, what?
Leaks.
What happened?
What's leaking, sir?
Huh?
What's leaking?
What's leaking?
Is it dripping? Is it Sting?
Should we call it a doctor?
Is it August Alsina when he has sex with? You know I'm not going to tell you what I'm working on, right?
No, but I'm just, okay. If you're not going to tell me what you're working on, I'm like, okay, let's talk about your process and music itself.
Yeah. Talk about your process, bro.
No, yeah, he won't. Like, no,
I don't put process in my hair.
I know you don't put process in your hair, sir. But the S-curl would look kind of dope.
prior to the whole COVID thing,
yeah.
One day I'm sitting at the computer and Trace, high as shit, okay? Like, super fucking high. Where when you talk to him, he giggles for no reason.
Yeah. Okay? Yep.
Walks by to get something in the kitchen. I ask him a question. That question sparked his mind to go in a direction that, like, I don't know anyone's mind to go that quickly. And we came up with a year-long marketing plan.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Four different concepts, right? And one of the concepts is so fucking intricate that I can't shoot it yet because it requires so fucking much. But this guy was high as shit, bro.
Like much people or just much?
No, just time and
okay. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
So I don't want to half ass it. So yeah, it's going to have to be shot properly and whatever, edited, whatever. There's so many different locations.
Hold on. You were amazed that he thought of that while high?
No. It's a short time frame that which he did it. Oh.
But right? There's oh, that. Listen, I don't know how much you smoke, David, but there's a spot when you're high, because I smoke a lot, so I know these things now. There's a spot when you're high that just, once you hit it, it's like just creativity. Like,
yeah,
you can just do whatever. But as soon as it stops, you stop. So in that space, your mind is going like this. If you're writing, you're just writing. If whatever you're doing, drawing, you're just drawing. You're just so focused right into it. So
that's me when I
assume he's in that spot. That's like when you're high, those ideas come. Like
that's crazy. Me when I dream. Like I can be struggling for a concept, go to sleep, and wake up, and it was right there.
Right there, yeah. Right? Mm.
But see, that's my process, Trace. What's your procedure?
Do you like to write to a beat?
Thank you for changing the word. I wasn't thinking.
No, sometimes when I write, I'd rather not listen to the beat because if I want to change the tempo, then.
So how do you match it to a beat?
Yeah.
Because I'm a person that like usually writes to a beat.
Yeah.
And like there's times when I write off a beat, it's hard to match it to a beat.
Right.
Because when I'm writing it, it's not like really I put it to a, I'm not one to know how to count BPMs and I don't have like a beat in my head. So it's like,
I always got a beat in my head. As you know, I wake up singing.
You actually do. Yeah. Full out words. I can see Mo waking up. It's so clearly now the rain is gone.
Hey.
Hey, that's a big tune.
If you don't start a music video where it's like the camera
you
comes
literally wake room, up singing.
You wake up and you just start rapping right away.
No, what? No.
He woke up singing. Woke up singing.
He should be singing before he even wakes up.
Ooh. Well, you know what? G Wonder commented on one of mine once. He's like, "Yo, is your album going to be called Woke Up Singing? Because if so, this is the best campaign I've ever seen. Because I've been seeing it for so long."
It's true.
It's amazing.
It makes sense.
And then I was like, "Shit, yeah, it should be."
Because a lot of those songs that you had doing that, I'm like, "Shit, I'd like to actually like to wake up singing that song."
Yeah.
Okay.
To just get you.
How much time left?
To get you moving.
Less than a minute.
One full minute? Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to take this shot and then restart?
Yeah, let's take this shot. Ring ding 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 ding. No, there we are. There we are. All right, shots up. This is. To trace in his hair. In the
trace
process. With no
trust
process.
The process, unless you're putting it in your hair.
What do you guys
think in front of the mermaids?
Of Chezza's put his hands in everything. Chezza does he's no. Like
no, it's not even pause anymore. It's COVID. Don't put your hands everywhere.
Yeah. Music. I don't be shaking nobody's hand.
It's videos. It's podcasts. It's clothing.
Yo.
It's CD creation. It's all this shit. Reviewing of music. Like,
the one with you and Delano is dope. You guys need to do more of that.
Oh, yeah. Fuckery.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we just talk shit. That's fun. That's just easy. That one's easy. Like, it's just easy because it's me and my brother making fun of stuff. You got to understand, when it comes to me and Dwight, we've learned if we have to go to a funeral, we can't go together. If we have to go to anything that's serious, we cannot go together because we start seeing little things and then we start, like, hitting each other, like, like funeral example. Funeral example.
I understand it. That's me and Matrix.
Funeral example. We're hitting each other like, who do you think's going to be the first one to try to jump in? Who? So now we're looking at everybody in the crowd like, she's crying a lot. No, that's the crazy one. That's the loud one. Watch. And there's times that we're actually loud when we're doing it. People will turn around and look at us like, shh. Right. Oh.
Have you guys done one since you trimmed your hair?
Yeah. That's the latest one that dropped was the Jada one. So yeah, the hair in there. Yeah.
Did that already?
Yeah. That was last week. That one's actually getting picking up pretty good.
I thought you meant. Never mind. You said Jada, like Jada Pinkett.
That's what I'm
talking about. You guys did that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did.
Oh, you can't. Listen.
When things
are entangled like that, you can't delay, bro. You gotta try to pull it apart, or there's gonna be more entanglement.
But I thought he meant like Fab and Jada, because that was
boring as shit. There's
no Fab and Jada. No, that was rude. Jada kiss.
Well, Fab and Jada was like practicing for a small show in your living room, bro.
Listen,
like, you know you're only gonna be performing in front of like five people. So
listen, the real versus was the Miller Showdown.
Yeah, we did a versus too.
Versus
Trace. Bro. So the first hour that we did, he didn't get to save it. He didn't save it. We lost that whole thing, and that was the best one. Like,
so just redo it.
So we have another hour that we're doing that we're still continuing for another hour. Yeah. We have that, but the first one that we had where we're doing like it's real. Like, I'm dropping this and he's dropping that. Like, you know what I mean?
How did you leave it to him to record it?
Big brothers, the little brothers take responsibility.
It's because my computer, everything goes wrong when this shit happens. Like, you know what I mean? So my computer I was supposed to use to play my music, all of a sudden just kept crashing. So I'm trying to log into my Instagram or something I'm trying to find a way to do it through the laptop.
Yeah.
There's no way to do it. You can't do live. That's your business. But yeah, it was just like so much shit that he had to go at the time that we said we're going to be on. Just so like, didn't look like we flopped, you know?
Yeah, because you already had to postpone it a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why he was the one to do it.
Right.
But yeah.
Since we're talking about verses though, best verses that you guys watched?
The Bounty and Beanie.
Yeah.
It's the best one, period.
Yeah.
Can't touch it. Like, that's why they changed their whole thing now.
Huh?
That's why they changed the whole, like, whole setup of it now. Format, yeah.
Jill Scott and Badu.
I was never, like, deep into that, so I couldn't get into it.
That's my favorite.
Erica and Jill. Erica and Jill was great. It was great.
You guys would have to explain it to me.
It gives a lot of
insight to your preference of energy.
Right. Okay. In terms of what the artist was thinking, right, when they made this and the process that he doesn't want to talk about, all these things that they gave a lot of insight on that. But with Beanie and Bounty, I felt like I could have been at a stage show, bro.
I keep bringing this up. Do you remember on the mix when Beanie
First Defense on the mix,
Buju,
yeah,
and Sanchez were on all on at the same time?
Yeah,
and they were doing a live, and there was a little, like always, they always had a crowd there, and they did something the same way. Like, they drop a rhythm, and then Buju would go, and then Sanchez would jump in, and then Beanie would jump in, and then Buju would jump in, like all just the same way that the way they were doing their back and forth.
Yeah.
When I saw that as a kid, I was like, yo, this is crazy. If I perform, this is how I want to perform. Like, that is the way. Like,
you drop a beat,
you can go back and forth.
I think Beanie, I think Beanie and Valdi had the best moment, like when they had that rhythm going, and Beanie's just like, "Oh, let me take over this rhythm," and then Valdi's just like, "That's the best moment." That's the best moment in
the whole. Yo, first of all. When Bounty,
yo, when the cards came, when Bounty was just like,
"Yo, yo, like,
that, dance, that, like, dance, that dance, that dance."
When he started doing this,
yeah, when the, yeah, that dance was crazy.
Yo, bro, that was it.
And also, Mo, you're talking about like as soon as the cops came and Bounty,
yeah,
dipped.
Yo, Bounty dipped out the back.
Yeah, Beanie was like, "Yo, yo, Bounty, Bounty, come back, come back."
Bounty probably has warrants. Like, you know that, right?
Yeah,
Bounty probably has warrants. But it made me look at Beanie Man a lot different because
he's
a lot harder, like, he's a lot more gangster than I thought.
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna be that guy.
Yeah, you're gonna be that guy.
Because he goes, remember, someone can dead. Like the way he talks is like, "Yo, you wanna stop this? Someone can dead tomorrow." Like,
yeah, you wanna be the guy. Talk. You wanna be the name I give. You wanna be the name I give out.
Yeah,
right. But after that, I couldn't really pay attention, bro. Alicia Keys, John Legend,
That was man.
I didn't get to see it.
Another good one was
Bounty was lit though.
He was
100%.
He was good. He was yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But T-Pain and Lil Jon was
the next day, and then didn't work out again.
Oh, Beanie Man went to work out
the next day and didn't work out again.
Say it hard, sorry. Yeah, yeah. You saw him running. He's like, "Yo, you guys are gonna make fun of me. I'm not going to be that guy."
Yo, but you need, you know what though? You need that. And that's what keeps me in check a lot. Like, cause my weight fluctuates.
Right.
And, but once I see it, like once I see a picture or video, nah, I'm going to run it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Does that mean I should watch this video tomorrow and then go shave my mustache?
Maybe it wasn't a good idea. But another one I liked was this Lil Jon and T-Pain. That shit was just hype. It was just hype all the way through. And those guys were like,
they're both natural performers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're not afraid to be put on the spot.
Their energy is up there, both of them. So what about this T.I.?
T.I. and 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Well, T.I. keeps calling out 50.
And he keeps calling him a snitch. He's calling out anybody, bro. But he goes, "Bring 50, bring Dre, bring M. I don't care.
Yeah.
I would still wax you.
Come on."
Okay, so everybody, just quick questions. Don't think about it. Who you got?
Busta Rhymes, T.I. or 50?
50.
Mo, David.
50. Huh?
Who do you got? T.I. or 50?
50.
Drink?
All day.
T.I. or 50? 5-0. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you even think T.I. has like, can he hang? Can he hang?
Yes,
I get where he's coming from. He's like, "I don't care what hits they got. I don't care how much number one singles they got. I believe my catalog is lit." I get that. The confidence behind your music, amazing.
You have to have it, though. You have
but
to
your
have
shit
it,
bro. Ain't it, bro. It ain't.
I'm like, 50 can murder somebody with his mixtape run.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he can murder T.I. with his mixtape run.
But
that guy's crates are too massive to fuck with him, you know.
See, what I want to see is, I want to see two verses. Mixtape Wheezy versus Mixtape 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be dope.
And Jay versus Snoop.
Jay and Snoop, you say? Jay and Snoop?
Yeah.
Jay and Snoop.
Actually, any of them, like even 50 and Snoop.
No,
dope.
There's no one else that can handle Jay, though. Like, no one else is going to make it worth me listening to a battle.
Right now, DMX is very adamant that he wants. DMX is adamant he wants Jay-Z.
Nah.
Because he has something to prove, though. DMX has something to prove, though.
What's it called? Eminem said he'll go against DMX, and DMX is like, yeah, I'll do it, but I still want Jay.
Yeah. I don't think Jay's going to do anything.
Jay's too cool for this.
It's too, cool too much. Him. There's no point for Jay to do.
Have you guys seen Gatsby?
No.
So the whole soundtrack is Jay. Also the because it's like a 1920s.
Oh, the Great
like,
Gatsby.
Yeah.
Like the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
But I was like, I was trying to figure out why. Like, it's dope the way they put like new music to like this old kind of themed movie, but like right. it's all Jay through the whole thing.
Who's the production company?
I don't even know. I meant to look, but I was just surprised.
That's a huge movie.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
all right, is it shot two
versus
Shot Club versus everybody.
They entertained us, and we're going to entertain them.
And one thing we definitely entertaining is challenges. Ain't that right, David Solomon?
Bro, I don't want no weak-ass drinkers try to challenge us. Nah.
Yo, Kinetic. It. Yo, Kinetic.
You said Connecticut?
Kinetic.
Oh.
So.
You see him? You see him get dead-ass.
I don't want no weak-ass challengers. People who can't handle the liquor, stay away, bro. Don't talk no shit.
Yo, show that bottle again.
I hear you. You're having issues with that plate.
That is a product of Bermuda right there.
Okay. Bermuda black rum.
That is 75%.
75.5%. Don't talk to me about the watered down shit you drink and you struggle to drink it. The ice in your cup that you be drinking. You got to have chasers and shit. Still stronger than that, bro.
Ray Sorry, the shot. Like, he's shooting, so at, you, he's shooting at my Ray nephew. He's shooting at my Ray nephew.
No, he's.
I am.
He is.
I started drinking this because Ray was watered down to me now.
So are you saying there's no ice in your cup and still your cup runneth over?
Shots, baby.
Yeah, that's a product of Bermuda right there.
We had verses during this COVID shit. First of all, fuck COVID. Fuck 2019. Fuck 2020. I want 2021.
Bro, COVID's over. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, yeah. No. Since the protest.
With Florida having 15,400 cases.
Yeah. That's Florida. Sometimes I wonder if Florida is actually like a real thing or if it's just like Metropolis. It's just like,
that's just Florida. There's like 70,000.
Florida is just like a whole different world. Like,
yo, I think Florida every day says, yo, we got 14,000 new cases yesterday. That ain't good enough. We can beat that.
Well, that's the COVID parties.
I was thinking that about America.
In Alabama.
About America. Listen. America has the most cases because, you know, America cannot be beat. They have to be number one in everything.
Listen. A lot of the cases, too, aren't even real. Like, my aunt, she does a quarterly checkup. She's 70 plus. She has a checkup every 3 to 4 months, right? She went to the doctor. They didn't swab her nose. They didn't swab her mouth. But after her checkup, she walked out with a piece of paper that says she was COVID-19 positive.
What did they swab while she was there?
Nothing.
Oh. Let's check.
They just smelt it off her. Yeah, that's COVID.
But you know what's funny?
They got the COVID dogs. Smell it on
COVID. You know what's funny though? Mo said it earlier. Mo said it earlier. He said, and then 2020 happened.
Yeah.
As funny as that sounds, so many people say that, and then 2020 happened. Like it's
the whole 2020 thing. From the very beginning. The whole thing. From the beginning. Like it was man.
I said Canada Day, I was off, and I didn't want to wake up because I knew July was coming with some bullshit. And I'm still waiting on it. It's gonna come. Every month something fucked has happened in 2020. Every fucking month.
We've dealt with COVID-19. We've dealt with racial tension. We've dealt with
the loss of Kobe.
Loss of Kobe and his daughter.
Yep.
His daughter.
It's just
murder hornets.
Murder hornets. The fuck they come from?
Locusts.
Swine flu is back.
With murder locusts
are plaguing Africa.
Yeah.
Murder locusts, and I'm like, if they're as big as people say, I might be able to fight my way out of it. I might be able to squeeze a good one and just, but think about it, because they say it's supposed to be like this big.
So yo, the thing,
now that you cut your hair
multiple times,
probably get out.
No, if I had my hair, it'd been easier. I could have just whipped them from a distance.
Bro, no, because now they're all going to latch onto your hair.
Yeah, exactly. Done,
bro. That's true. That's true.
So now you just grease that shit up.
Are you trying, wait, hold on.
Like Sonic.
hold on. Chez, are you saying that you could have prevented this through entanglement?
No. What he's saying is
entanglement is
if he whipped his hair back and forth, then he could have
said how much he could see the connection to it all.
David, See, David, what you said and what I said is all relative.
It's all relative. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's within that family circle.
Yes, 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 yes.
But yo, they are flaming Will Smith right now, man.
Oh, actually. Wait, no, I didn't really get to say other stuff that I was into. Other stuff I was into. But the other stuff that I was into, we talked about you guys. And you guys never talked about me. You guys are all
right. Yeah. The moderator always gets forgotten about.
I know. So, anyways, this is one of my new hats.
I like it.
Yeah, I like those a lot. North. I like those a lot.
I like that one.
Hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Got a few of these.
Is that a fitted or snapback?
Snap. I can rock snapbacks now. Hope. When I had my dress, I couldn't rock snapbacks anymore.
Did you all feel the beat over there for a second?
Like, no, I was about to.
When he was like,
you don't understand, that beat was about to drop. That beat was about to drop. And then I was like, I forgot where I was. And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay, let's bring it back. But, yeah, this, look, three. Even with dreads, I couldn't wear one.
Right.
All right.
Life has returned. I can wear all the hats I make. And it's deep. Not one of those.
So,
top of that. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
You have a new EP out.
Yes, that shit is called Introvert. It is pretty.
What? Why introvert? Because I would have never said, if someone said,
describe
an introvert in the same sentence, I would have to ask why.
Okay. I can tell you how. I played off that I'm not an introvert. Because.
There's a word for that.
What is it?
Let me look it up. But there is a word for that. Okay. It's introvert that acts like an extrovert, but they're not.
Like, I would probably describe myself as that as well.
Like a public introvert or a public extrovert or something like that. Yeah. Something weird. But yeah. So when I'm around people or whatever, whatever, I can figure out how to be an extrovert. Like I can figure out what to say. But most times when I first walk in, look at my face, you can see me calculating like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what am I going to do first?
Actually, no. We were at an event. Me and you were at an event. And I remember both of us thinking the other one wanted to be there. And we're just like, yo, why are we still here? He's like, yo, you want to be here? It's like, nah.
Yo, that's, I feel like that's, yeah, that's a common thing. I feel like.
That's true, though. I do remember that now.
Yeah, so.
Because there's so many events, you just, you kind of be like, okay, well, I should show face, you know.
Yeah.
You
know, go in.
Gotta be there. And then you just be standing there. Your legs hurt, and you're like, wait a second, why the fuck am I still here?
Way too long. Yeah. Way too long.
Yeah.
Many times. Like, I know how to play the game. But
Ambiverse. Okay. A person who displays a quality of both. Well, that's a lot of people, because a lot of people fall into that category.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? And oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, now Chez has got his next BP.
The way that I play it, ambivert. Yeah. But the way that I play it is like, I'll talk all day, but I might not. I usually don't talk about myself. I don't talk about what's going on with me. Remember when you guys were like, you're having a kid? You guys were like, you're having a kid? And the baby was like born?
The baby that's was me. Like, the baby was like 4 months old?
That's no, I heard from your baby before I heard from you. Yo, by the way, I'm here.
Actually, no. We were in the middle of one season. When Quentin was about to arrive.
Yeah.
And you guys looked at me like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, it's like coming Friday or something.
I gotta go. I can't. You guys ready to go? And we're just like, why are you so ready to leave?
Yeah. We want to be here.
But yeah, so that's like introvert. So with the whole album, like first and foremost, like what helped with the cover or what helped with the title itself was the cover, like itself.
Yeah, that was a good shot. I was just fucking random.
It was like, yo, come out. I got to take photos. Just come out to meet at Kensington or whatever and let's go take photos. So I went.
It looks like an old Jay-Z pic.
Like that picture in the middle wasn't my idea. Mo's like, stand there. So I stood there. And that's just my face. It was just the face I was making. Yeah. I don't know if somebody smelled funny. I don't know if I'm looking at people. Nah, bro. That is just my face.
There's someone you saw or someone you smelled that made you make that face.
I thought when I saw it, I thought you were recreating a picture. There's a picture of Jay-Z where he's at like a light and he's like, there's people around him and he looks like he kind of has that face where he's like,
yeah.
So I thought that's what you were doing.
No, no, that's all Mo. That's, oh, okay. Ask Mo as soon as he sent it to me. I go, you know, I'm making this my album cover, right? Like this one right here, I'm making my album cover.
And it's funny because like the way it looks, like the people weren't that close to you.
No, not at all.
It looks like you're in a lineup, like of people, yeah, like shoulder
a lot
to
of people were asking me, where they're like, where were you in a line? Where was this? I was like, I wasn't in no lineup.
You're just standing on the street, and there was some people walking by, but the way, the angle, and remember, I've seen like news about that, like how it's all in the way the media and the photographers angle things.
Yes.
When they talk about people not distancing and stuff, yeah, you can make it look like everyone's real close together. Or if you take it from here, you're like, oh no, they're 6 feet apart.
Right.
Also, we didn't talk about that too, because Mo, you've been taking a lot of pics.
Yeah, that's yeah. He's been going now.
Like photography is. It seems like you've gotten into photography during the.
When it beeped, was that the last? Was that a 10 or?
No, that was
okay. Halfway. Go ahead.
So yeah, I studied photography in high school a bit, and then I went
photography.
Photography. I'm a frog fryer. So then I went to, I actually moved to Ottawa to go take it at college at Algonquin. And I didn't.
No, I went there. I didn't do it.
But I've always been into it. And then, and I've been taking it at Ryerson for the past couple of years. So I've just been doing it.
Okay. Yeah. Stuff looks dope, man.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. I've been doing lots of different shit.
It came out dope. Like, that was album cover. Like, for so long, I've been pumping this album. Like, I'm going to release Introvert. But I had no clue. Actually, not even that. I'm trying to remember if that was the name of the album. In my phone, it was the Red album. So, actually, this was going to be, I was planning on doing, like, a three-album thing. Where Red, green. Yellow, Green. Yeah. And this one was supposed to be the Red album.
I remember you telling me.
Yes.
Do you consider it an album or an EP? Because I called it an EP because
it's 10 songs. It is 10 songs.
Okay.
All 10 songs clean. So it's an album to me. EP, LP, that really doesn't matter to me. Like, it's really dope. It really came out really cohesive, even though these songs have been recorded within the past, like, 3 to 5 years. You know,
they
what
find
mean?
A way. Sometimes the songs find themselves together.
Exactly.
And they group themselves together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And actually, a lot of the songs were part of another project that I was trying to make where it was like the life of an artist type thing, like the struggles of an artist from the beginning to the end type thing.
What didn't work?
It just, when I started Introvert, a lot of the songs that were, I put over there, I'm like, why am I leaving it there? Like, bring it into the here. It fits exactly what Introvert is about. So Introvert was like 7 songs, or I had like 6 to 7 songs already. Then I brought in, I think, up to 12 to 13, then I took 3 out and left it at the 10.
Yeah, you gotta be in tune with that. You gotta keep your eyes, keep them open all the time.
That's another
keep
thing
them
I learned
open all the time.
as you were talking about, if you drop a single, right, on like Spotify or whatever, and it hits 100, that's 100. But if you drop an album, the whole album's on that, and you get 100, whatever, but that whole album is 100, right?
Exactly.
If you drop more than 10 songs on an album, you lose royalties for certain things, right? So you lose like mechanical royalties, you lose certain royalties because an album technically is this amount of songs and nothing past that.
Right.
So they only pay you for that.
That amount, exactly.
And that's through the point system too, because you're only getting so many points for the album.
Right.
That's
so
true.
When a person comes out with a double LP or whatever, they ain't getting anything after 10 or 12 songs.
I believe it's 10 because it's a point is like 10%. Every point is 10% and you get up to 10 points.
Right? Which is like, if that's the case, why wouldn't you just drop an album now, 10 songs, 10 more songs, and then 6 songs? Right, hit him with be that artist that drops 3 songs in 3 months.
But that's what I was trying to do for like when 2020 started. If you look, every week I'll drop in a new song,
right?
And then it turned into an album. Then weeks again, I'll drop all like 5 to 6 songs and then release that album. So that, I've been trying to like keep that up because I'm like, as long as you keep the numbers going, it, I don't know how the algorithms work, but hopefully it shows that you're busy, right?
Do you guys think that Al Gore can dance?
Let's take a shot first.
Do you think he's got Al Gore rhythm?
There you go. Okay.
So this shot's up to...
This is the Iceberg Society in Chesa.
To the lights. All right. So we'll make this the last 10 minutes.
Okay, real quick. We'll get
into a lot of fuckery.
Real quick. I'm going to send you guys this meme. It has a picture of a minnow. It says, can you see the minnow fin? And then it says, yes,
I saw that
bottle of acetaminophen. Yes, acetaminophen.
I've seen that. Acetaminophen.
It makes it so much.
Can you share your screen? Me? Or is that on your phone?
It's on my phone, but I'm sure I could find it.
I was going to say, you can share screen.
Oh.
So COVID gave
That's
us.
That's what's dope about this whole thing. Zoom, we're going to start sharing screen. We can start showing off the little shit that people. Yeah. Anyway.
You know what? Trace made a good point a while back. And we never discussed
Trace, you said the clock? Sorry.
Yep.
We never discussed it within the group, but he made a great point a while back. He said, it's funny. We were doing this shit for everybody else.
Yeah.
The live shit before everybody else. And now everybody's doing the live shit.
Yeah.
Right? When we stopped doing the live shit, they all started doing the live shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yo, and when a lane is open, people will take it.
Not just that, but it was almost like looked down to do the live because of quality.
Yeah.
Now nobody cares about that because everybody's in the house. Yeah. So what is it that you're looking for? Is it strictly content? Is it strictly
quality?
Or do you just want personalities that you relate to?
What was the best thing that went live when this whole lockdown shit happened for you guys?
Versus was crazy. Like,
yeah,
it was really dope.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Versus,
like, I'm not gonna say wrestling because wrestling wasn't shit.
Huh?
I said I'm not gonna say wrestling because wrestling wasn't shit.
You know, well,
we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
The best part of it was Pornhub Premium being free.
Nah, man. For me, shout out to Tory Lanez, bro.
His quarantine radio was popping.
Radio was the shit.
And his music is crazy right now. He just keeps dropping it.
I am so glad that he got out of that contract and now he's making some fucking crazy songs right now.
And the fact that he shoots and edits his own videos, that's crazy.
Who was he with before?
It was a deal under another, like it was pretty much what Drake has, like a three kind of like deal under Universal.
Okay. So he did. He did put Universal on blast, right?
No. Interscope. It's under Interscope.
Oh.
And he's putting Interscope on blast, saying y'all doing whatever. He's gonna start whatever, and then a post goes up, and then like 3 hours later, he takes it down because someone called him. Whether they said no, don't talk some shit, or they threatened the fuck out of him. I don't know which.
Quickly. You want to go this? You want to be that guy?
Yeah.
You want to be that guy? Body.
Or he's like, do you want me to be that guy? One of the two. Because of what I have seen and know about Tory, he's not slow to back up his talk.
Yeah.
So.
You ever see that video when you punched the guy in the face and ran? Which is so funny.
I seen another video where he punched the guy in the face and he ran after him.
No, I saw him
punch. I've seen the video where he punched a fan in the face for grabbing his arm.
Yeah, there's a guy in the store that the guy's talking, the man punched him, he punched the man in the face and went after him.
But this when he railed up Travis Scott?
Punched people in the face.
Remember when he railed up Travis Scott? Yeah, Travis Scott, like, I didn't say that. Travis Scott. You didn't remember when he, so, if you guys don't know, it's a while back, but there was a interview Tory was in, and they're like, you kind of sound like Travis Scott. And Tory's like, how do I sound like Travis Scott? I wrote the song for him. So there was like heat on Tory for saying that. and it was like rumors of Travis Scott is mad and he's telling people all this shit and that he's like, you know what I mean? So then right. Tory's like, yo, why would you tell people that I didn't write that song? Like, why are you out here acting like I sound like you? And he just ran up on Travis and he was like, yo, we can shoot the fade right now. Like, Travis like, nah, it wasn't even like that, blah, blah, blah. Calm down. And that's
why
those two work together.
Fredro Starr wrote The Scots? Or no. What was the other one? Astro, what the fuck is it called? What was that song called?
By who?
Yeah.
By who?
Travis Scott.
Oh.
Which one? Was there anyone featured on it?
Yeah, Sicko Mode. Fredro Starr wrote Sicko Mode.
For who?
For everybody or just for Travis?
I'm assuming just for Travis, but I don't know.
Is this verified? Like, can I go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, that can make sense.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time I've ever liked something Travis Scott said.
You do like his verse better than Drake's on that one.
Way better. Like, they should have made that two different songs. But I see what they did because you play the whole song because it might as well be two different songs.
Isn't there a version on the first beat that's all the way through?
No.
I don't think so. No.
There's one version where there's two beats. One version that's, I don't know if it's out or it got leaked, but apparently there's one version that's one of the beats and it's like 3 minutes of just that beat.
It might be the Travis Scott part because I was like, I don't know. They could have made that two different songs and Travis Scott could have used Drake's feature for something else because I'm like, that's like two bangers in one. But it's still a banger in one, right? So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Speaking of bangers, we got some shit on deck.
Bit by bit, we're working.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, now especially my brother has the...
We have a song.
Movable studio.
One or two songs with all four of us?
Still waiting. No. We have the freestyle songs, but still missing one verse.
We have one or two songs with all of us.
Hey, and Aeon Clark said he wanted to do the hook on one of them, so.
Yeah. Mom.
But yeah, we got some shit to do.
We got a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely got to sit down and go through the stuff that we've already done.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this whole?
Maybe Mo deleted it all in a blind rage.
Moby, I did it, and Moby, I did. What's it called? What do you guys feel about this whole mask thing? Mandatory.
Even though they say mandatory, it's not mandatory. People don't do it.
A lot of stores, though.
Some stores won't let you in.
Won't let you in.
Yeah, it says it. A lot of people have it on their door too.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the whole situation?
A lot of places will give you one.
Huh?
Yes.
I have no problem with it because. Will give you one. Okay.
There's some stores that
beer store will give you one.
In Mississauga, the mayor specifically said the store is not required to provide you a mask.
No, yeah, it's not law. They don't have to provide it for you, but. To me, I find it a no problem because they're not saying you have to go everywhere you walk and go, you have to wear a mask. They're not saying that. They're saying if you go inside an enclosed public space, put a mask on.
No. See, my stance is different because in every advertising, every ad, it says if physical distancing is a problem, wear a mask. So my thing is, if I'm in a store and I don't got a mask on, why the fuck you anything more than 6 feet away from me? Or anything less than 6 feet away from me.
Yo, because keep it a buck.
But what happens if you guys are both round in a corner and you guys don't see each other and don't even know each other on the other side?
Don't worry about it. Turn around.
But it's too late.
I'm not wearing one. My asthma says no.
But it's in a store. You're not even in a store for longer than 5-10 minutes.
It depends on what store. If it's a grocery store, I'm in there for 30-40 minutes. No.
Right.
They've actually just at my
And there's job. Nothing thin enough that you can put over your face that you're like, this is thin enough.
There's a few things with that issue. A cloth mask doesn't stop the projection of a virus, so I'm not even putting
it
that.
It doesn't.
It's not about you getting it. It's about whatever you pushing out.
A cloth mask does not stop the transmission of a virus. It will go right through.
No, it doesn't.
It's a T-shirt, bro. It's a T-shirt.
No, that's why you can't use a T-shirt. That's
why you can't use a cloth mask. That cloth that Trace has on his face is cloth. It's a shirt.
That's super thin. That one's super thin.
No, but it's still a shirt. It's still a shirt. Any mask is still a, it's still a shirt, a sweatshirt. It doesn't matter. It's cloth. If it's not a medical mask, right, then I'm not even looking at it. If I have medical
Your droplets are not traveling 6 feet out from your mask. That is stopping droplets.
A mask and will only stops bacteria. It doesn't stop virus.
It stops your droplets.
No, it doesn't stop virus spread. So
a virus, spreads through the droplets.
A virus will spread through a spread. It spreads.
It spreads through droplets. That's how it spreads. And when there's something in front of your face, it's stopping those droplets from coming out of my mouth and reaching you.
Everybody get their shots up. We got 1 minute left. So before I just want to say thank you to everybody watching us. Talk Club.
Get your hands off my watch.
Now that you know us, you know we're gonna get back into the same old shit that we're into. And
get your hands out my pocket.
Everybody, Trace. This shot is for us, the Shot Club. And Trace, take us out, please.
ShotClubPodcast.com. Like, share, comment, subscribe, hit the bell to stay notified. You never know when we're going live. So hit that bell.
You never know when we're going live.
Peace.